Hey, this is Jeff Gaudiosi, and you're on MisplacedStraws.com, where music comes to life. And I'm sitting here backstage with the one and only James Christian, who just finished an amazing set with the return of House of Lords. James, welcome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
And now, this was your first gig in quite a while with the band, getting warmed up for a big festival this weekend. Yes. How do you think it went? How do you feel?
I think it was a great night because, first of all, when you're working with a local audience, that people that know who you are, you can experiment, try new things out. I don't consider it a test gig. It's a show.
Yeah.
But you're able to experiment and get things correct. And the audience, because they know who you are, are very accepting of it. So.
And now, this was actually your first gig with Patrick Johansson on drums. Was that a little bit of an experiment, trying to work with a new member on short notice?
Yes, it is always stressful to add a new member to a band, especially with the intricate type of music that House of Lords does. But Patrick had received all the material three weeks prior, and we had one rehearsal to play together, and it's a testament to how great of a musician Patrick is, because he just delivered beyond my expectations.
Well, how great a musician Jimmy Bell and Chris Tristram are too, because they played seamlessly with him.
Always.
You never would have known it was the first gig with this version of the band.
Well, that's the whole objective, is never to let something go by where you actually do a show where the band is not prepared. I think it's unfair to the audience if they're not getting something they expect. They either should get what they expect and better, but never less.
And I have to say, one thing that just impressed me tremendously about your set is that you really do go through the entire career of House of Lords.
Yes.
A lot of your peers stick to, those first couple records that hit in the 80s and forget the last 20 years happened. But you really, if you're a House of Lords fan, this is the set you want to see because it spans all of your records.
Well, we could have always relied on the first three albums and created a show that was based on three records. But House of Lords recorded eight albums since the three that we did.
Yeah.
So it's just because we want to record new material. We want to write new material. We want to evolve. So I think the audiences appreciate that we just don't live off the past. We could do songs like Can't Find My Way Home, I Want to Be Loved, and Love Don't Lie till the, forever. But there's other material that we've created that we want the people to hear.
And it keeps it relevant. It keeps it fresh. Your fans know that the new material matters because you are going to keep it in the set and play it forward.
It's important to us. It's very important to us.
And speaking of that, are you guys working on anything new? Will we see a new House of Lords?
The new album, the boys don't know it yet, but the tentative title for the new CD, Jimmy Bell, is called Chemical Rush.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and it really is. It really is a Chemical Rush. Chemical Rush has a lot of definitions. It's the title of a song.
Okay.
And what it is, Chemical Rush being.
I don't write lyrics. I just repeat the music.
And that is the amazing Jimmy Bell that just walked in and out.
Chemical Rush is actually the feeling you get. I guess they equate it to love at first sight, and that feeling that you get where your every dopamine in your body becomes activated. So Chemical Rush is something that has to do with falling in love and love at first sight, and it has a lot of other qualities to it.
And when can we expect to see that? Any ideas?
Probably beginning of January.
Okay. And then will you guys go on a bigger tour and be more active in 2020?
Yes, we'll get more active after the record is done. We always do to promote the record. We always kind of go underground before that because we're trying to write.
Yeah.
And you can't perform. I mean, you can, but I think it's better when you actually concentrate on writing the songs. And then when you got what you want, you go out and you tour it.
Yeah. Well, we definitely look forward to seeing you. I mean, we're kind of lucky here in Connecticut that we usually get you guys a couple times a year. But
it's my favorite place. It's where I want to be when I got to do something that is experimental. Because I know the people here in Connecticut know who I am. And they know that if it's not correct, they'll let me know. And I appreciate that criticism. So.
Well, I think we had a great crowd here tonight. And again, everyone loved the set and loved seeing you guys back up on stage. And now, the lineup that you played with tonight, is that going to be a permanent lineup going forward?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, we look forward to the new record. Look forward to catching you guys out on tour. I thank you so much for taking some time after
You're
a late
so
night.
Welcome.
I appreciate it. And best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good one.